Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Childhood comes with many blessings, but it also comes with many burdens, including being the first to see and experience the paranormal. Is it because they are more innocent than adults, or is it because they are easier to prey upon? As always, you decide. Ahead of the rest, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, circa 1998. Mary was only a young girl, maybe 8 years old, when she had this experience. And even when she retold it to me, she was lost for words. She didn't know what she had seen, and she had never seen anything like it again. Mary lived in Melbourne with her parents, in a house in the suburbs. And there was nothing unusual at home, and she said she had never experienced anything strange. In her backyard, there was a grassed area which had a small play slide and a trampoline. One day, she wanted to go outside and play, and she told her mother. Her mother gave her permission, but as Mary was walking out of the back door of her house, she happened to look out to the backyard where the trampoline was. Because of the shape of the yard, the trampoline was on a very slight incline. But as she looked out, she immediately saw a man's head on the trampoline. The head sat on the trampoline, with its eyes wide open and expressionless as it stared directly at her. She froze in fear and almost yelled. For a few moments, she stared in terror and disbelief, and the head, motionless, stared back at her with that same emotionless and cold face. Then it started to roll down the slope of the trampoline, and as it did, it maintained its stare with her, never looking away. Mary, terrified, yelled and slammed the door shut and locked it. She ran back into the house to safety. Breathing heavily, terrified, and with her heart racing from fear, she then looked out of the back window to the trampoline, but she could no longer see anything there. I would love to hear from you all about your own paranormal experiences. Our email details are at the end of the show and in the description. Noise from the Dark. Ashland, Ohio, USA, 2017. Francine moved into a home that was once part of a funeral home. And although at first there were no problems, soon enough, unpleasant things started to happen, and unpleasant entities started to manifest themselves. Francine says that there were several incidents in the home, and they happened over time, but one in particular stuck with her to this day, and she has never been able to shake it off. She said that this incident really chilled her to the bone. She had a young son who was only 3 years old at the time, and the little guy was resting in his bedroom. Francine had just laid him down for the night's sleep, and satisfied that he was okay, she went to her own bedroom to relax and decompress from a very busy day. She started to get comfortable as the house was now nice and quiet. When all of a sudden, he let out a blood-curdling scream. Francine rushed to his room in a panic. As a parent, all these scenarios played in her head in the matter of seconds it took to get to her child's room. As she burst into his room, she saw him, and he was as white as a sheet. He trembled as he spoke, and he was very visibly shaken. She asked him what had happened, and he explained to his mother that he had seen something in his room, but he just didn't know what it was. Francine insisted to him that he was now safe, but it wasn't much comfort to the young child. He was very much scared and was having trouble expressing to his mum what he had seen. He eventually described it for his mother and told her that it was animal-like, but that it was human-like at the same time. Francine, well and truly freaked out by now, looked over his little body and noticed that he had three long claw marks down the middle of his back, and she just couldn't explain them. Looking for the source of the scratch, she examined the room but couldn't see anything there. One part of the room did catch her eye, however, and after a few seconds she found herself staring at this particular corner. She noticed that it looked much darker in that corner than in the rest of her son's bedroom. And, as she stared at the darkened corner, she suddenly heard what sounded like a sinister growling laugh coming from that area. Absolutely terrified, she scooped up her son out of his bed and immediately left the house. She did leave that house for a new one, she said. But this did not stop the activity. It seemed to follow her and her son regardless of where she went. She also said that it took intervention from several people from her religious organization to eventually expel this thing, whatever it was, away from them. Francine has never before, or since, been so absolutely terrified.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Aggressive. Panania, New South Wales, Australia. Circa 1980s. Harold lived in a house here with his family, and they had all lived there for quite a while now. They had a good network of family and friends in the area, and often had visitors over. One day, when they did have some visitors over, the day went on as normal, until something very strange and bizarre happened. It all started when the family heard a young child crying down the hall. They went to see what happened, and as Harold rounded the corner, he saw that it was the little 4-year-old cousin of the family, crying in the lounge room. Harold asked what was wrong, but the boy did not respond. He only continued crying. Thinking the boy may have hurt himself, the rest of the family also rushed into the room to find the toddler sitting down and crying. He was pointing at something in one corner of the room. Now, this is truly strange, and Harold says that nothing like this had ever happened before in his home, but as the adults looked to see what the toddler was pointing at, they could distinctly see two other people standing in the room with the child that were not part of the family. Harold said that these two additional people, one male and one female, were visible in the room by everyone. But at the same time, it was as if they also weren't there. The male figure in the room appeared very angry and aggressive, glaring at the child, waving his finger at the child, and he looked like he was screaming at him in a rage. While it was visibly obvious that the male was unleashing this torrent of anger towards the young boy, there was absolutely no sound coming from him that anyone could hear. Harold and his family watched in complete and utter shock at what they were all seeing. They just couldn't believe their eyes and didn't know what to make of the scene unfolding before them. If that wasn't enough, they were surprised even more when the female figure in the room could very clearly be seen trying to hold the male figure back, as if to stop the male from screaming at the terrified little boy. And yes, my friends, the story gets even stranger. Harold's shock very quickly turned to anger. Whoever they were, whatever they were, how dare they scold this child? And even though the two figures were very clearly strange and terrifying, he raced across the room and screamed at the figures. The figures actually saw Harold and turned to flee in fear, and then suddenly disappeared. That weekend, the family went away somewhere, and while they were away, Harold immediately had the house blessed in the hopes that nothing this bizarre would ever happen again. This show is made possible by people like you sharing their real-life experiences, so please feel free to contact me. Thanks for joining me on this creepy adventure. Until next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.